A tired but happy Gary Rombo, 85, tapped his card on the timer at the top of the Grouse Grind Trail. "I'm satisfied," the Walnut Grove resident declared, beaming. "I'm happy. I actually did it." 85-year-old Gary Rombo from Langley completes his first hike up Grouse Grind. pic.twitter.com/sirwib6u3 Langley Advance Times, at Langley Times, June 24, 2025. It took Rombo 2 hours and 38 minutes to complete the steep 2.5 kilometers climb on June 8, with more than 30 supporters including personal trainer Shannon Wheeldon. Halfway up, Wheeldon convinced Rombo to put on a safety belt with grab handles because he was getting tired and we couldn't risk a fall. "I actually felt more comfortable once I put the belt on. I knew if I lost my balance, they had me," Rombo remarked. "In the end, he didn't need the belt, but I needed it for my stress level," Wheeldon said. Rombo started working out with Wheeldon 10 months before he tackled Grouse. "I was complaining of sciatica pain when someone from my car club suggested I see Shannon," Rombo recalled. Rombo lost 24 pounds through a combination of diet change and regular strength training. "Every time she weighed me and I lost that weight, it was a big boost," Rombo recalled. "I don't eat candy anymore, I don't need it." Wheeldon, who works with older clients at Limitless Fitness Langley, praised Rombo for his dedication to improving his health. "Gary's commitment is something special," Wheeldon said. "He sets his goals, shows up consistently, and inspires everyone around him." After his first climb, Rombo is planning to make a second ascent in August, aiming to reduce his time to under 2 hours. "I want to stay healthy and functioning," he explained. "I want to live to 95. It would be nice to make it as an octogenarian." According to GrouseMountain.com, more than 150,000 people hike the trail every year. On average, it takes up to an hour and a half to complete the hike, with elite runners managing the course in a third of the time. Hikers are as young as 7 and as old as 90, with an equal male-female split. The pathway was first developed in 1981 by mountaineers looking for a good workout by following well-worn animal paths up the mountainside.